take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was a month ago, back on March 18th, that the Russians put out a press release saying the rebels are preparing to launch staged false flag chemical attacks to keep us from pulling out and to keep the civil war going and to get the United States to strike the central government. Well, that is exactly what then happened. RT reported that 1 month before it happened. And, you know, I don't just believe RT. I remember three separate times the rebels got caught by our own Pentagon and by the UN and others. We have the news articles. I'm going to be covering them. Staging chemical attacks. So even by Friday, the media wasn't saying Assad did it for sure. And the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, was saying we don't have evidence that Assad or the Russians did this. And then at 8 o'clock at night, the cruise missiles start firing from the ships. The bombs start getting dropped from the B-1 Aardvark bombers. And then if you go back, you remember all the tweets that Trump put out over and over and over and over and over and over again about how the West created the destabilization, brought in Al-Qaeda, changed the name to ISIS, that Hillary and Obama founded it, that we weren't going to take Assad out, that we're just going to beat ISIS, and that we were going to leave the sovereign nation. And now Trump does a 180 and adopts the policy. Here's Reuters. Hillary Clinton calls for U.S. to bomb Syrian airfield, says Trump's weak last year. Here's Elizabeth Warren Friday praising Trump, saying we must take action. And I've got all these other Democrats. You know, here was NBC News on Friday afternoon. Trump announces strikes on Syria following suspected chemical weapons attack by Assad forces. But by an hour later, it was a chemical attack. And by Friday night, it was conspiracy theorists Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Alex Jones are traitors. Why, they claim that the rebels are behind the chemical attack. No, the former head of British Special Forces has gone public. Now, that article here. And he said that Assad had no motive and was winning. The rebels have a history of staging chemical attacks. See, I have something called a pesky memory. And I was covering last week and Friday and right through yesterday the RT article. And it's in my stack from yesterday. I really want to cover that when we come back. So if you can't find it, Drudge had it in a Drudge search as his top story yesterday. And it was so heartening to go to Drudge and see where the Russians on the 18th said they're going to stage a chemical attack. Here's their history of doing it. Here's the motive. We wouldn't do this. Assad wouldn't do this. Assad gave up his chemicals. We oversaw it. Assad's never used it. Those are the facts. They go, oh, you're going with Russian propaganda. No, I remember the UN. I remember the Pentagon. I remember Senator Paul and Senator Cruz 5 years ago and Colonel Schaefer exposing that 95% of the rebels were Al-Qaeda slash ISIS and that they were staging the chemical attacks because they want to be movie stars. And for Islamicists, staging attacks, suicide bombings, you name it, is something that they are incredibly proud of. And so they would videotape themselves launching the chemical attack. So that's what we're talking about. But the big news is, when we come back, Trump is signaling new airstrikes, and they're now signaling regime change and new sanctions on the Russians. Can somebody say new world war?
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Wars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold farms.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being CNN. Fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
If they can shut us down, you're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. April 15th, 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday. But what a momentous and dangerous Sunday. I have the video clips from the UN Security Council emergency meeting today and yesterday. Nikki Haley saying we're preparing to remove Assad. We're preparing more airstrikes. We're preparing more sanctions on Russia. That's why I got so upset in that emergency broadcast we did Friday night, because Trump is completely flip-flopping from his earlier position on Syria. He knows ISIS founded the modern movements there, that ISIS comes out of Al-Qaeda, that the Clintons and the globalists funded this to destabilize the Middle East. Trump has firmly stood against this, as have the good elements of our Pentagon and government. And we know the rebels have been caught not once, not twice, but three times. Cy Hirsch has reported it. The UN has confirmed it. Our own military has confirmed it. The rebels three times staged chemical attacks. And then when there was a supposed chemical attack last year and Trump attacked that airbase, British defense ministers, British ambassadors all came out and said, because they're really experts on Syria with their long history there, they said, this will embolden the rebels to stage more chemical attacks to then take down Assad. So the West funded the takedown of a sovereign nation, Syria, part of the Arab Spring, that Hillary and others quarterbacked. They got their butts kicked by the Russians. The U.S. then helped for a while. And now, right after Trump announces we're going to pull out, and the Russians announce they're going to pull out, can't let peace break out, there's a chemical attack. But before it can even be proven that it happened, we're told it's the Russians. And then 100-plus cruise missiles get fired at targets inside Syria. And now look at whose side we're on. Hillary Clinton, Reuters, calls for U.S. to bomb Syrian airfields. Elizabeth Warren on Friday, chemical attacks in Syria are horrifying and a clear violation of international law. The world must hold Assad accountable for his violence against the Syrian people, and the U.S. should be part of a planned, coordinated, multinational effort. And it goes on from there with all the other Democrats. And I did videos on Friday and Saturday going, shame on Democrats supporting war. And the Democrats on Twitter and YouTube are so whacked out, they go, oh, no, it's Trump that's for war, not us. The Democrats are against it. No, it's the Democrats foaming at the mouth saying Trump's a Russia and trying to overturn our government that have basically bushwhacked him and bullied him and shanghaied us into this dangerous potential World War III scenario. Thank God the Russians and others stood down. But they just take bombs raining down on them while Western-backed rebels run around suicide bombing. They come in and kick their butts. Trump takes credit and our military credit, gives Russia no credit when they did 90-plus percent of the fighting. That's those are facts. I'm loyal to truth. I like the old Donald Trump. I've got a whole stack of news here. Daily Caller's done a good boil down. We have as well of when Trump was anti-war in Syria just a few years ago. And I thought that we'd turn the corner Friday when I went home to see my family, because Mattis had come out, the Secretary of Defense, and said, we don't have any evidence that Assad did this. We've got to look at this more. And then the attack came. Well, clearly Mattis got overruled. So it's a very, very, very sad day. But I agree with the old Trump, not the new Trump. Because, you see, if you look at these seven countries that are being overturned, we're going to play a Wesley Clark clip coming up here after the break, former head of NATO, former top U.S. general. They had a plan at the Pentagon to strike these countries and have a whole Arab Spring and destabilize the entire Middle East going back a decade ago. And Obama just picked up where George Bush left off, not to put good people in, but to put the worst jihadis in to destabilize the entire area. But I'll tell you, I'm in good company with Tucker Carlson. I'm in good company with Laura Ingraham and others that have morals, that remember what Trump said, that remember what the military said, that remember how our own military said, we don't want to topple Assad. They're putting something far worse in. This is immoral. We don't want to be Al-Qaeda and ISIS's Air Force. So it's a very, 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 very sad day to see this. And the questions are, is Trump compromised by the raid on Michael Cohen, his lawyer's office? We know there's no Russian collusion. That's all Hillary. But did they find something? Perjury about payoffs with women, whatever. It's process. It's not ever about Russia. It's about a dragnet to find something. And to find somebody that perjures themselves so you get a canary that sings, and then the dominoes start falling. So folks better think about this long and hard, because this is the neocon policy. It's Hillary's policy. It's John McCain's policy. It's the Council on Foreign Relations policy. It's the EU policy. It's the globalist policy to overthrow Syria and all those other countries and then get rid of those buffer zone nations that were Christian nations. Syria was Christian, 1,200 years ago, captured, in the third century of Islam. And so they've been crypto-Christians, a lot of them. And they've been a buffer into Turkey and Europe. Now that buffer zone is falling, ladies and gentlemen, in a big way. Think about that. So has Trump been compromised? Or why is he saying all this is wrong and bad and now changing it? And then a lot of you said, not most of you, but a large minority said, Jones, settle down. These are precision strikes. They're not going to take out Assad. Well, now Nikki Haley's come out. I got the video coming up as well. A lot of videos next segment. And she's come out and vowed. Trump vows to sanction more airstrikes against Syria if there's more chemical attacks. Well, the rebels now are really going to do it. That's how they take out who's been beating them. The time for talk ended last night, Haley told an emergency meeting of the Security Council on Russia. We're prepared to sustain the pressure if the Syrian regime is foolish enough to test our will. And then, boom, the rebels they've trained, the globalists have trained, carried out their chemical attack. She says she spoke to President Trump this morning. She said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. Well, you know the globalists want to have Syrian regime changed, and so magically the rebels have been caught before. They're going to do it again. Right as the Russians were pulling out, right as peace broke out, right as Al-Qaeda got its butt kicked. Can't allow that. Can't allow ISIS to have their butt kicked. So, if anybody uses chemicals, we blame Assad. Well, you know, man, I bet the chemical attacks happen in the next 2 weeks. And it'll be immediately. Assad did it. The U.S. has the biggest weapon in the world aimed at his head, saying, you use it, we'll blow your head off. So the first thing he'll do when he's winning is go out and do the one thing that'll destroy him. Are any of us that stupid to believe that? I mean, is this historical garbage?
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Remember what Jonathan Gruber, hired by Obama's White House, said in seven different national TV programs, including C-SPAN. He said, our whole system is based on the public not having an attention span, not having a memory. And he said, thank God they're so stupid. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have all the video clips. We have all the articles. We have our Pentagon. We have the UN. We have Ron Paul. We have Cy Hirsch. We have Colonel Schaefer. We have Ron Paul, Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, all 5 years ago saying the rebels are Al-Qaeda. Then the rebels are ISIS. The rebels are staging chemical attacks. They've been confirmed doing it three times. In fact, I had Nigel Farage, founder of UKIP and so much more, on Thursday, saying what a horrible idea it would be if there was a war over there. And he pointed out that I'd forgotten that ISIS has been caught and confirmed 49 times using chemical weapons, and they shoot videos of themselves using them, including in Syria, screaming Allah Akbar and firing the mortars. So type that into a search engine. ISIS has been caught 40-plus times staging chemical attacks. This is admitted. But when they do it, it's not even news. So Trump now wants to remove Assad. After all the things he said and all the things he did, there's a great Daily Caller article. Is it any surprise? That's Tucker Carlson owns that. Flashback, here's a list of the times Trump warned against getting involved in Syria. And I'm seeing some so-called conservatives saying they don't like Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson now that they're against this war. Well, they point out that it's Assad that had just won and doesn't have the history and doesn't have the motive, and the rebels have been caught, and that Trump always said he was against this, and that Hillary and Elizabeth Warren are for it. So I could just say shame on the warmongers. But you know who's even worse? The Democrats are the biggest voice for war. Hell, they want war with Russia. They're so crazed. And, you know, Trump knows all about this. General Flynn briefed him. He knew about it during the campaign, before the campaign. He's like, Hillary founded ISIS. John McCain's working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We shouldn't be there. We should pull out. It's a sovereign nation. Bad idea. Remember, all these freedom fighters in Syria want to fly planes into our buildings. Donald Trump, August 28, 2013. So that's the Donald Trump I love. We should stay the hell out of Syria. The, quote, rebels are as bad as the current regime. What will we get ourselves and our money into? Billions. Zero. June 16, 2013. It just goes on. There's hundreds of these. What will we get from bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-time conflict? Obama needs congressional approval. Ooh. Trump says he doesn't need approval now. When you do. And it violates international law. And boy, has Gorka flipped like a dead fish in the sun floating around in a rotten ocean. He's come out and attacked Laura Ingraham and said, oh, the founders would want us to strike. No, they were against foreign entanglements, Gorka. I mean, I know you're not from America. I'm not bashing the fact. We've got a lot of people that are new here and, you know, say they're Americans. A lot of them are. But you, sir, don't. Oh, the founders were for foreign entanglements. Thomas Jefferson was the first person to launch a foreign entanglement because 9 out of 10 of our ships got robbed. And we went over there for about 2 months with the Marines and sunk all the pirates and came home. Yeah, you got documented. Who's doing it? The pirates are demanding ransoms. The previous president is paying ransoms. You know where the sheik lives, where his castle is, where he's doing it. Send in the Marines. Kill them all. Yeah. If Assad got up there and said, I'm launching chemical weapons, Heil Hitler or whatever, and fired him, I'd say bomb Damascus. That's tyranny. But see, that's not what's going on here. So it's sick. All right, let's start getting to the clips, or I'll never get to all of them. There's so many. I'll go over more of Trump's tweets. But I'm being attacked, folks. Oh, Alex Jones is horrible. He says F what Trump did. Yeah, yeah. Nuclear war gets me, you know, a little angry. I didn't say on a live show, but that's what I said on a live feed, is that if this is where Trump's going, I'm not in a cult for Donald Trump. I'm into the Republic and the truth. And I'm sure not with the warmongering I came, I saw, he died, bloodthirsty Hillary and all you crazy Democrats who, again, when I shot videos about over the weekend to a person on Twitter, the Democrats popped in. Every one of them that popped in said, you're crazy. We're against the war. Democrats don't want this. Boy, you must not be reading what all the top Democrats are saying. So have they broken Trump? Are they starting to flip him? How many times has the Pentagon given us fake WMD intel? He's following the globalist plan now. And will he start flipping on other stuff? We'll see. But his advisors go, sir, you're up 10 points. Those are fake polls. He's been up way more than 10 points. They're just doing fairer polls now. And that's a sugar high. Every time they do these military strikes in months, their approval rating goes straight down because they rigged the polls more to try to get full control of the presidents to really start wars. It's insane. So here's Nikki Haley at the UN this weekend saying we're locked and loaded. And Trump's saying, I'm ready for more strikes and sanctions on Russia to be announced Monday. We're off to the races. And Mueller's not going to back down. Oh, he's moved on to other stuff because there's no Russia collusion. And Trump, I guess, has just rolled over. Here it is.
We will continue to seek out and call out anyone who uses and anyone who aids in the use of chemical weapons. The United States of America will not allow the Assad regime to continue to use chemical weapons. Last night, we obliterated the major research facility that it used to assemble weapons of mass murder. I spoke to the president this morning, and he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. When our president draws a red line, our president enforces the red line.
So, Obama drew a red line knowing that the rebels would stage the chemical attack so he could go after Syria. But the news came out because the dumb rebels shot video of themselves. We got to pull that back up with big Saudi Arabian mortars screaming Allah Akbar when they fired it. So we've gone from Secretary of Defense last week, Thursday and Friday, saying there's not evidence of Assad doing this. He doesn't have the motive. Our own Pentagon saying that. British Special Forces, everybody, British ambassadors, everybody saying that. Assad saying we didn't do it. Send in inspectors. Russia's saying they didn't do it. Now it turns out that Russian that got nerve gas and his daughter wasn't the type of nerve gas they said. That's mainstream news, but back of the paper. See, all these pretexts for war with Syria and then Russia, it's off to the races. It's here. When we come back, she gets into sanctions against Russia. Then we've got Wesley Clark from a decade ago explaining this plan that is just ongoing, and Trump has now rolled over to that and adopted it. Does it mean I'm not going to vote for patriots? Does it not mean that obviously I'll vote for Trump over Democrats? No, it's just the magic starting to dissipate. And it shows he's starting to get on track with the system and aid Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take out Syria that's valiantly fought against the globalists. And they're trying to start a war with Russia. This is dangerous. And I told you on Friday, look next for them to announce more airstrikes. This just opened the door.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, I've rattled off a lot of statistics, a lot of facts. Probably giving some people headaches. I'm going to go over more of it here in a moment. I know it gives me a headache. I know why Trump hit Syria. I've studied Trump enough to know his calculus. He is a nationalist. He is a patriot. He believes the U.S. should control its own sovereignty. But that doesn't mean he won't use the globalist infrastructure to carry out operations he thinks are for the greater good of the United States and the planet. And I disagree with the president's calculus. Now, a lot of people would say, tune in next segment and I'll tell you. But I've laid out a lot of questions here because I want to get people thinking. But I know why this happened. I don't just know this from my sources or my research. I know it from watching what happened with Trump last year and watching everything else he does, how he creates uncertainty, how he creates concern, mystique. 1 year ago, almost to the day, he struck with 59 cruise missiles a Russian airbase in Syria with no evidence that they'd launched a chemical attack. And then I said, this is about getting North Korea to the negotiating table. Well, it brought North Korea to the negotiating table. And now I told you 2 months ago, before it was even announced, that North Korea had already agreed to the basic terms of denuclearization and a unification with South Korea within a decade, and that he would be meeting with Trump. I got that from high-level sources. And over a month later, word for word what I told you came out. Now, this information I don't just get from sources because they're not even exactly sure what's going on. But I know. This is about total uncertainty to Russia, total uncertainty to Syria, but more importantly, to China and North Korea, to have Mattis come out and say, we don't have any evidence. It'll take weeks to find out who's behind it. To have Pompeo just say, we killed a bunch of Russians last week, very, very cryptically, to put out mixed messages when other governments don't do this. People call this bad coordination. No, Trump's bringing the economy back. Trump's broken the globalists. He's outsmarted a bunch of different groups. But I don't think you can do this with nuclear war and nuclear powers. I think at this point it becomes too dangerous, and I disagree with the president, though respectfully. So you got Mattis saying we're not going to strike. Trump knows full well that it's the rebels doing it. Trump announced a week and a half ago that he was going to pull out the next month, and this attack happens. Now, I know for a fact Trump blocked McMaster for a year wanting to take out Assad. And Trump told me they weren't planning to take out Assad. And Trump then later days after I told you that was in Bloomberg that he'd said no boots on the ground. So there is a very sophisticated calculus going on here. And it's for Russia, it's for Iran, it's for Syria, but it's really for China and North Korea to think, wow, General Mattis said they weren't going to strike. And then hours later they do. That means the president isn't listening to anybody. So that's what's going on. But here's the deal. Even if it makes China and others sit up and pay attention and makes North Korea roll over, you don't blame Assad and their regime that's fought so hard against Al-Qaeda and ISIS and radical jihad, and that's a doorway to Europe, when they have all those other enemies who are trying to bring down Syria, who are Israel, and I'm not Israel's enemy, but they are enemy with Syria going way back to Assad's dad. And you've got Turkey that's out of control and Erdogan pressuring us to do this. This is all about Trump having cake and eating it too. Okay, we'll hit some limited stuff. We'll tell the Russians where we're going to hit. They'll pull out days before. They'll have a bunch of rhetoric. We'll have a bunch of rhetoric. It'll put Iran on notice. It'll put North Korea on notice, and they'll roll over harder. But you've got a tiger by the tail there. You're playing with fire. And you're allowing Al-Qaeda and ISIS to reconstitute. Trump says they're smashing them, but the truth, our military has taken them, rebranded them, and is getting them ready right there on the Iraq-Syrian border to start this whole thing over again. And you can think, well, maybe Trump doesn't know. Well, there's a lot of people in the government who don't let the president know what's going on. I got like 80-something employees. I can't keep track of it. But still, at a rhetorical level and at a iconography, optics, visual level, this is a major ideological betrayal on something Trump knows completely. If he'd have been a little sideways on Syria, I still would have voted for him. But that he was so hardcore and understood what was happening and knew the globalists had created Al-Qaeda and ISIS and were destabilizing the border with Europe. And if he hadn't put out hundreds of tweets detailing it all, I wouldn't be so upset right now. We're going to open the phones up coming up. And you can agree with me. You can disagree. But I'd say 80% of people who are conservatives, Christians, or libertarians agree with me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Infowars.com. 20% don't. But man, out of liberals, they're just like, let's kill Assad, you traitor Jones. Or let's kill Putin. Let's have war. And they are just Fruit Loop land. And how did it become that where Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham was President Trump, but now I guess he's not on that team. And then we just go with no evidence Assad did this, worse than the stuff in Iraq. At least Powell showed fake trucks and anthrax in his hand and all this other stuff. The British trucks they showed have been sold to him in the 80s to fight the Iran-Iraq war. They were hydrogen balloons tethered to a truck so you'd have cameras on it directing artillery. They said that was an anthrax machine. It was all lies. So I'm very decisive when it comes to issues, Second Amendment, property rights, Christianity, you name it. But when it comes to this, I get the world's a mess. I get there's different powers. I get there's different structures. It's geopolitical. And I'm glad Trump's getting Saudi Arabia to stop funding the globalists and, you know, getting them to stop funding jihadis they claim. But this is really about putting Saudi Arabia in charge in Syria. And it's a fundamental off-the-rails change from what the president said he was going to do, and we're allying with bad people. Even if it sends a message to North Korea, I get all that. You know, people out there that look at the geopolitics, they go, Jones, you just don't get the larger ramifications of the region and what the message it sends. No, I get it all. The world's complex and out of control because we've got Machiavellians playing games. If you deal from a directness, chivalry, strength, honor, courage, will, historically, that's what creates civilization. All of this backstabbing and sneaking around and double dealing and duplicitous stuff is what you get out of inbred, mentally ill populations. And I'm sad for Islamic nations from Indonesia to Iraq to Pakistan. Muslims are 1,300,000,000 people, but they account every year for one half of the deformities in the world. Pakistanis are less than 1% of the British population. They're 36%, 37% of the deformities because they marry their sisters and cousins and all the rest of it. And I want them to stop that, just like the British royalty stopped doing it. But this is a lot of mental illness. And you've got the Islamic view, the Arab view of the you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is all mental illness. And it's never going to stop, and it's never going to go away until people stop inbreeding. We have to wall it all off like you wall off rattlesnakes. And not try to tame the rattlesnakes and not try to do all this. And not, I mean, look, taking down Assad is the globalist UN plan to open the border up to Europe to make a major Islamic corridor through Turkey, which Turkey wants. Turkey wants to project Islamic power into Europe. They have Turkish parties in every area of Europe. They're already threatening to, quote, last year, burn down Europe if they don't let Erdogan be politically involved, to have parliamentary control in many of these countries where there's only 1% or 2% difference in the parties. This is an Islamic UN globalist takeover allied with the whole Hollywood system. And Trump is now going to help blow the doors of Europe off to bring down Assad and, mark my words, have tens of millions more military-aged men pour into Europe. Video clips and your calls coming up.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's the Live Global Sunday edition. The second hour is coming up. I'm going to have Nigel Farage on. I'm going to air some excerpts of when he joined us last Thursday. Really one of the biggest patriots leading folks out of globalism, promoting nationalism, free market. We're going to air some of that clip coming up in the last segment of the transmission. But we're going to have the phones open in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Specifically on Trump and the change in Syria policy, just saying they know that Assad did it with no evidence when the rebels have been caught. The Russians came out on April 18th, said U.S. training militants for false flag chemical attack at bases so that you have a excuse for airstrikes. That's March 17th, excuse me. One of the other articles is March 18th. Here's another one. Syrian Eastern militants prepare chemical attack provocation. Russia Ministry of Defense tipped off. So, again, my friends, it is crazy that this is all out there and we're not supposed to look at it. And then it's Alex Jones, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson pointing all this out. Think about that. Now, remember Wesley Clark? He was the head of NATO. The number two in NATO, but the head of operations. It was under, what, General Jackson. And they got ordered by Obama's predecessor, Bill Clinton, to launch a nuclear attack on Pristina and the Russians when the Russians came into Pristina Airport in Kosovo and was being overrun by Albanian Muslims. And he was ordered to nuke them, and so was General Jackson, and they said no. And that's because Wesley Clark is a globalist and is a liberal, but he's not insane. So he got relieved from command after that because they didn't follow the order to, this is famous, to nuke Russians at the Pristina air base in Serbia, being overrun by Muslims. And of course, the Russians had a bunch of weapons caches there. Remember, Clinton was bombing Belgrade with depleted uranium. You talk about chemical warfare. You talk about radiological warfare. And so a few years after he's out of command, he's at the Pentagon. This is 10 years ago. And they've got a plan to hit 7 countries. And these are countries they want to destabilize, overthrow, and make more radical. And it's bipartisan, whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or Barack Obama. It's been the same policy. That's all this is. There's WikiLeaks on how they're trying to get Trump to attack Syria and overthrow Assad. That's a fact. So when they play dumb and act like that's not what they're trying to walk us into, it's a fraud. But see, Clark's already experienced getting the order to nuke the Russians. And you can look it up at the time. He called up General Jackson. Guys, you can search this. General Jackson, head of NATO, refused attack on Russians in Pristina. And they're like, it's their base. They built it. What? We're not going to bomb them. It would have gone to nuclear war like that. But that's the type of crazy town we're dealing with here. And in every case, whether it was the Clintons then or now, it's for the Muslims. Because the globalists see the demographics. Europe's dying. The U.S. is dying. The Muslims are having 6 kids on average. There are going to be 3 billion of them by the end of the next decade. They are the future. Not even the Chinese. The decision has been made. And the non-radical Muslims, they've all got to die to make room for the new global caliphate that's going to merge into this whole system. It's incredible. It's the plan. It's here. So let's go to Wesley Clark. Here it is.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. He said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Now, notice it all goes in order. And he goes on for an hour describing it. This is the plan. It's the neocon globalist leftist think tank plan. And that's why, whether it was Hillary, Obama, whoever, they continue it. And then they use every new Muslim country they bring down to get its weapons and exploit the next. They even took out our allies like Egypt. Now, there was a countervalence against that. And Trump, you know, has helped Egypt try to fix its problems once he got in. But will he double cross Egypt now? So this should be a discussion really about Trump and have they compromised him? Because let me tell you, you get somebody's lawyer and you've got hundreds of properties and companies and stuff. I mean, there's no way to follow the laws in this country when you're that big. I guarantee you they've got something on Trump now. It's not Russia related. We know that. But Trump went with his generals, even though Mattis told him not to. I got so mad Friday night. I was like, you know, Mattis, that such and such. And then I watched it there. Mattis is the one saying no. I just got so mad. I was talking about Mattis, and I went into something else. And I was not even saying that about Mattis. I've actually talked to people that know Mattis, and they say he's actually a good influence in the White House. Dumper just follows orders. So I guess it's, you know, I know Roger plays poker and drinks whiskey with Bolton. I saw a great graphic on got tweeted at Real Alex Jones. We need to retweet it, but it was the big beard of or the mustache of Bolton, and it says war. It forms war. Maybe pull out cartoon of Bolton where his mustache says war. Maybe we can find that for TV viewers. But it's not funny. And we can laugh at this all day. Ha ha ha, we're gonna overthrow seven countries and make up excuses to get rid of the border with Europe and then flood Russia and Europe with Muslims. There it is. Well, the crew's great finding that in 10 seconds. You guys retweet that at Real Alex Jones. I saw somebody had it in my feed. I meant to retweet it, and then I fell asleep. Have you ever done this where you're laying in bed with your iPhone and you fall asleep, and then it actually cut my lip and loosened my tooth, falling from like 2 feet? Bam. So I got to stop doing that. I tell you, I was like reading and looking at that at like 2 a.m. after the airstrikes on Friday and just fell asleep on the phone. Bam. And boy, I was awake after that. But continuing, we're going to go to your calls in the next segment. We're going to go to Pastor Sam, Vincent, Carlos, David, Lucas, Elaine, Dan, and many others. Before I end this transmission, I don't lionize Russia. I don't think they're perfect. I don't think Syrian government's perfect. They're far from that. But the West has been run by globalists a long time, and they started the fight, and they started this whole Arab Spring, and they started the civil war in Ukraine and in Syria and in many other places. And it's morally wrong to go do that to those countries. But if you're bringing in jihadis that are hundreds of times worse than the current regime, I mean, I know a lot of Europeans that were vacationing 7 years ago before the globalists started the civil war. And I remember looking up some of the travel sites, like TripAdvisor. They have some of the best scuba diving, some of the best beaches, best hotels. The Syrians, they say, everybody are so cool. They're like the coolest Muslims in the world. And of course, the globalists want to blow them up. And you just can't do stuff like that and say, well, it's you don't get the larger plan. No, I get you say it's a larger plan about, you know, stopping tyrants and sending a message to Russia and North Korea. No, it's about breaking Europe's borders up for the larger global government and attacking Russia with jihadis and flooding Europe with jihadis and bringing in a world government to then basically referee and mediate between the clash of civilizations. I've read the white papers, and most you generals haven't read the Project for a New American Century. I've not just read their Rebuilding America's Defenses and Pax Americana. I've read probably 30 of the reports. So, yes, I get the larger strategy. It's the same strategy why they put fluoride in our water and all the chemicals, and why they tell us 2 + 2 = 5 in school, and the same reason. The globalists hate everybody. They're a technocracy. They want to get rid of any strong culture, and they're using radical Islam as the weapon, as the battering ram, as the wrecking ball to do it. Hour number two, your phone calls. Nigel Farage and others, straight ahead. Please spread the live links.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is so complex, but bottom line, everything Trump's doing is 180 degrees from what he tweeted and what he spoke about and what he said in the campaign. He knows the players. He knows what's happening in Syria. He knows it's a globalist war to get rid of the border states with Europe. Part of a grand stratagem is a Zbigniew Brzezinski grand chessboard operation. He knows that. So why did he do this? To get them off his back so they quit saying he's a Russian agent? This will only encourage him. Haley's beating the drums for wider war. Now Trump's signaling more airstrikes may come. And what's scary is Trump did so much of what he said he would do in the first year and a half. That's what's even more freaky about this. Let's go to your phone calls. Elaine, Lucas, Dan, we're going to you right now. Elaine in Maine, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm a long-time listener, very long time. And I've got a question for you. Just wondering, is it possible that Trump has dementia? Is it possible he might have beginning? He's been through so much stress in the last year and a half, 2 years, well, more than that, running for office. I'm just wondering.
Well, I know this. He drinks a lot of Diet Coke, and that stuff eats your brain.
Yeah, and the emotions he's, the flipping, first he's going to pull out of Syria, and he's not going to, he's going to pull out the troops. He's not going to get involved. He's going to disengage. And then the next thing you know, he's lopping missiles over there. In a short period of time, a matter of a couple weeks.
Sure. Well, you heard what I was saying earlier, though, right?
Yeah.
He has a strategy in the art of the deal, and I've seen him do it, to make it look like he's a mad dog to scare people. But you don't want to do that when there's nuclear weapons. There's no need to do all of this.
Hell no, because even Putin has said, when there was conflict, when we imposed some sanctions on him last year or something, he said, you're dealing with a nuclear Russia. And he made, I've read articles that he's thrown that out more than once.
Well, that's because the globalists are so arrogant. And look, there are a lot of smart women. They just made the first black brigadier general woman. I'm sure she's great. There are women I know smarter than I am. But Nikki Haley bumbles around like she's a moron. You sound 10 times smarter than her. And she just says these stupid things. And it's just weird to see all this going on. And either way you slice it, what do you think, Elaine? Because either, he's saying one day my smart missiles are coming, and then the next day I never said I would do that, and the Secretary of Defense says we're not going to attack, we don't have evidence, and the same day we attack. That doesn't sound like uncertainty. That sounds like crazy town.
I know. That's why I'm wondering if – that's exactly why I'm wondering if he's got early stages dementia or something. I would hate to think that, because I think already we have one in D.C. in a top.
Well, let's say this. Trump is very compulsive. And if he thinks something he heard meshes with whatever he thought, I used to think it was a talking point against him. But it is partially true that it's kind of like the last person he talks to. And so then they use that to go, keep InfoWars away from him. What? Because I'll say don't give us World War III? I mean, it's just, look, I've had long conversations with Trump. He's, 10-minute long ones. He's pretty smart. In fact, he's super smooth. Finishing my sentences for me. But he does work too hard. He only sleeps like 4 hours. He is 71. And I know late at night, people go, man, you're a maniac at night. What's going on? I just get exhausted. I get tired. I get angry. I'm at 8:30 at night, already ate dinner, wanting to go to bed soon. And I hear there's a big war starting. I come in there all pissed off. And, the normal restraints of the day are gone. So, Trump makes a lot of decisions in the middle of the night. And I really don't think that's the best decision. But, hey, whatever. But everybody says he's crazy. He's got North Korea to the table. So maybe he knows what he's doing. Thank you, Elaine. Great questions. We'll be back with Dan, Lucas, David, Cameron, Scott, Carlos, Vincent, David, Pastor Sam, and others.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So you have the supposed Russian agent and his daughter, Skripal, hit with a NERS agent. Now the Swiss government saying they tested a sample they got and that it was a different nerve agent, not a Russian one. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer Powell would say to the sergeant. And we've got Assad and the Russians saying for months they're going to launch a chemical weapons attack against our government. They're going to blame it on us. That's the red line. And now Trump has said, any more chemical attacks, we're going to obliterate Assad. Nikki Haley says, we're locked and loaded. More sanctions on Russia. We are off to the races. And the former head of British Special Forces, Brigadier General's gone public saying they have no motive. The rebels have the history. Why did Theresa May do this? Former British ambassadors. Throughout the week, we've got Colonel Schaefer and so many other people I trust on. I saw on Twitter, Ted Kennedy, who's a good guy, disagreeing with me about this. And I know he did say before that most of the forces over there in Syria were Al-Qaeda and ISIS, so we couldn't support it. But I guess now he's supporting Trump. I invite him into studio, one of the hosts of Hunting Hitler. He can give us his view. We're going to take your calls right now. It's just, you read Trump's tweets, what he said before all of this, he's flip-flopping. Is he compromised? That's the question. Dan in Indiana, and then Lucas. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Bible. Alex, I empathize with you over Trump. This is Bible Dan with the Bible in his hand, and I want to say it's not the end yet, but I know we talked about this before, about the end times and the tribulation period, and what Jesus was trying to say in Matthew 24:23, these are not the signs to be looking for him to return. I know you and Daria had specified that when the sun and moon go dark, that is the time of the tribulation. But no, even the Son of Man told his disciple he could. Nobody knows when the Son of Man is going to return, but the Father.
Well, listen, God bless you, Dan. I appreciate your call. I actually didn't say that. I said no man knows. He comes like a thief in the night. So I just said that last week five times. So I actually agree with you, Dan. But this is kind of biblical end times type flavor stuff, though. And the Bible says it all starts there in Syria and Israel. And it's pretty crazy. All I know is we're on the wrong side fighting for ISIS and Al-Qaeda and claiming that Assad is hitting his people with chemicals when he's winning. He doesn't have the motive. The rebels have been caught doing it before. Why is Trump doing this? Thank you, Dan. Lucas in Washington. Lucas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's such an honor to talk to you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been an InfoWarrior since 2007, and I signed up right after 9/11. I'm a patriot. I went to Iraq, and when I was laid off, Trump was a savior. I gave him $1,000. I actually lost two friends, one to suicide, one to an IED, both Iraq war veterans. And we know better than this, and that's why we supported Ron Paul, but I supported Trump. But the thing is, when everybody says that, we need to support him, the part is he's lying about the chemical weapons. You cannot have a policy if you cannot tell American people the truth. And the thing is when Trump reversed course before, when he was getting a little sideways, it was when his supporters united and said, no, we won't take this. And so we cannot enable him.
We have to keep his feet to the fire because there's different factions putting Trump under pressure. And the people telling you, let him make all the decisions. We know that it wasn't sarin gas because that would kill anybody in the room treating the people. We know it's chlorine gas. You can see all the videos. Exactly. None of this adds up.
No, not at all. And as a matter of fact, we've been in Syria since 2006. Our CIA is trying to get an uprising. It didn't work. And the thing is I'm not glorifying Russia, but they're a sovereign nation and they're a rational actor. We've been trying to cut them off.
They've been under the globalism. They've been under Hollywood, New World Order, leftist control. That's what the communists are. They got out from under it, exactly. That's why Hollywood wants us to have war with them, just like they want to get rid of Trump and the Midwest and Americans, period. But listen, here's the big issue. It's clearly a wider war with Syria. Trump has signaled to the rebels, launch more chemical attacks. I'll take Assad out. And that's what the British ambassador said last year and this year. So they've now signaled regime change. The Russians say they won't put up with that. The Syrians are going to fight back, even though the Russians aren't involved. Most analysts say it'll be 10 times worse than Iraq. And now new sanctions on Monday against Russia? This is crazy.
Insane. The last thing I'll say, Alex, is that my prediction, and I hope it's not true, if he doesn't get some sense into him, China and Russia are going to go together. They're going to move against the petrodollar. Then we're going to have a inflationary recession. And guess what? Our empire is over anyways. And we have to, just like the British Empire after World War
II. And Lucas, you just hit it on the head. Real politic analysts say we should not be driving Russia and China together, but apart. We should be allied with Russia right now. That is the combination with the UK, with South Korea, with Australia, with Japan, against the communist Chinese, against Hollywood, against the radical Muslims. That is the political combination for victory. But the globalists are undermining us with these quislings in our own government. And you know the Chi-Coms are heavily involved. And I can't believe we've been so rooked. I can't believe we've been so outthought on this. And Trump's got to know he's being suckered.
I agree 100%. They got him. And God bless you, Alex. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm with you.
Well, God bless you. Listen, they don't have him on the Second Amendment or borders or sovereignty and any of that. And I gave him a pass last year with one strike on Syria. This one with the rhetoric that they did it and all the rest of it. And then now they want a new war. I knew, and we have sources. They say the war drums are going, man. They got the death, doomsday, night watch planes in the air. I mean, this is a whole nother flavor. And then a lot of our listeners are like, oh, Jones, Zach's full of crap. He said the war drums are beaten. This is a surgical strike. It's all over. And then now, boom, 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 boom. Bigger war, bigger war, bigger war. It's on. You're a Russian agent if you don't hate the Russians. On and on and on. Let's go to Sam in Oklahoma and then Jason in Canada. Sam in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Jared Kushner and the day surprised you as the thief. Right now, Trump is the victim of one of the old pages in the sandbox playbook going back to the 1980s when we were shooting then Stinger missiles over the heads of the Russians. And at that time, your neighbor Milton Bearden et al. Told President Reagan, you have got to choose between dealing with the sandbox in Islam and dealing with Central America. And by doing that, they suckered him into authorizing a lot of plausibly deniable black operations all through Central America, which eventually became the Iran-Contra scandal. And right
so you're saying
now,
you agree with me. They're saying, sir, the real thing is in the Pacific, the Chinese. Just let us do this. Let us run this operation, sir. And then this will show North Korea how strong you are and China. Just let us do this.
You're right, Alex. That is what they're saying, but it is a ruse. And they pulled Reagan into it, and scandal and chaos in Central America resulted.
That's right. They are. Well, you hit the key. They are pulling Trump into this, so he'll now be, by extension, connected to all the false flags in Syria, the Obama-Hillary program. He will be signed on to their program instead of that being the ultimate thing to bring them down and the most moral thing our military's done in 100 years, opposing Hillary and Obama and not going along with it. Exactly. It's such a reversal of something so good our country did when we said no to Hillary and Obama. We will not be Al-Qaeda and ISIS's Air Force.
What's awesome is what's happening in Lima, Peru, right? Everybody ran home from that conference. Jared's down there. Ivanka's down there. Jared Kushner, I understand he's got some Democratic leanings, but I really feel like he's been the victim of a lot of Jew bashing. And the fact is, he has been a substitute State Department because the president trusts him. He has enormous rapport with Luis Videgaray, the Secretary of State of Mexico, and now he and Ivanka are down in Peru really trying to...
I was about to say, though, this whole thing in the sandbox got everybody distracted off of the summit that Trump was supposed to go to in South America.
Exactly. And Venezuela is hanging on. They're hanging on waiting for the cavalry, and the cavalry is the BRICS and their replacement for the petrodollar.
I was about to say, we should be moving in there helping them instead of letting the Chi-Coms come in. Really sophisticated caller, Pastor Sam. Come on, come on up. We're going to come right back with Jason, Mark, Vincent, and others straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We've got a bunch of big specials at Infowarsstore.com that are about to end. Like 25% off Survival Shield X2, the ultimate clean iodine. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at Infowarsstore.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Show. Last week, we talked about the fact that they'd raided Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer. Nothing to do with Russiagate, but at Mueller's behest. And we said, oh, the FBI claims they won't dig into all those files, and they claim they won't leak it. We had sources, obviously, on air last week that said, oh, it's going to happen. So now we learned that, connected to the RNC, Cohen reportedly might have made a $1.6 million payment for a major Republican donor to a woman that he got pregnant to have an abortion. What does that have to do with Russiagate? And I certainly don't like it. But it shows how Cohen, if true, on his own, was operating basically his own little Republican Party deal for people. But what does this have to do? What does this have to do with Russiagate? And it just goes on and on and on that they've got this giant dragnet out, not on Hillary and her crimes, not on Mueller and the tarmac with uranium, not Loretta Lynch and the tarmac with Bill Clinton, not all the secret emails and the corruption of the foundation and kids and Epstein and the Lolita Express pedophile airplane, not the spirit cooking, not John Podesta, not the communist Chinese, not the missile secrets, none of it. All Trump trying to come in and just bring power back to America and not have a globalist program designed to deindustrialize us so we could be domesticated. And I've got all the clips on Infowars.com, all the insanity, all the craziness. So I asked, have they broken Trump? Well, I'll tell you, I've studied history. Rolling over the deep state only makes them attack more because Trump could become their slave and they wouldn't leave him alone because he was a populist. He was a nationalist. They will destroy his name. They will destroy him. They will destroy any populist because that's a discredited. It's never going to work. But they think we're a bunch of cowards that if they smash a leader, it makes us all crawl under rocks. It's not going to happen. So my disgust with what Trump's done is not even hatred. It's sadness. So the Democrats are like, oh, come join us now. Oh, we're glad, Alex. We'll leave you alone. Oh, I didn't do this because you're harassing me. I did this because I follow the truth, and that's it. The whole truth about the truth, so help me God. Jason in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I wouldn't be bothered too much. So I heard your reaction Friday night. I think considering the presence you've had in the recent past, that it was justified to be in somewhat of a panic. I would say.
Well, yeah, because my gut tells me they're not going to stop. It's regime change, and now it's fighting Russians, and the Russians have drawn their line in the sand, and you can just smell Armageddon in the air, can't you?
Well, it stinks the way they just jump to conclusions, and it's just so obvious, and it's kind of hard to believe that Trump is just falling for it unless he's been compromised. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get really mad because I hate Trump. I get mad because I'm betrayed. And I have made a lot, I'm not bragging, I've made a lot of sacrifices not turning on Trump. I mean, listen, almost everybody else has because they ban you on YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. They come after your family. I haven't because I know they're bad people. And so it's just sad to see the first signs that I didn't break, but it looks like Trump's starting to break. We'll see if he does, but we're not going to break. We're going to fight even harder. Go ahead.
Well, I think he's shooting himself in the foot if he's got his wits about him. That he's not doing himself any favors by doing a 180 like that. So I don't know. Something else is going on, I think. But
well, a lot of my sources said they can't give me classified info, but they said, imagine people dressed up in Syrian uniforms, even driving a Syrian-style vehicle and showing them firing a mortar out of the back of a truck. And see, they may have just shown Trump something that he couldn't say no to.
Well, he's got to be smarter than that. He's got to do it. He's got to get good counsel. It's like Roger Stone said, he's got the good information. He makes good decisions. So they got him hedged off like a mushroom in the dark, giving him.
Well, sure. And again, less than a week after he says we're going to pull out, this happens. Like you said, everybody says it's so obvious, except the Democrats are howling for war, but then schizophrenically going, oh, look, you're a warmonger, Alex. Your guy's a warmonger, but we want war. And I'm like, you're holding both thoughts in your head at the same time, a la 1984, and they just laugh at me. It's like their brains are scrambled.
Yeah, and before I go, Alex, I just want to say I just bought some of your products again. I got the Real Red Pill. First time I took it, after the first couple of days, I had some really deep drowsiness kick in, and I had some incredible sleeps for a couple nights in a row. And after about 6 days, the leg pain I had when I woke up, like I wake up with really stiff legs, and it was pretty much 85% gone. And, you know, like I worked myself pretty hard, so it's come back. I bought some more. And, you know, like just for all your listeners out there, you invest in the products and, you know, I'm able to earn more money. Like I can work harder.
Well, what happens is when your body releases a ton of natural hormones, you get tired when you're growing and fixing, healing things. And preglinone is the precursor of all hormones. It's legal, lawful. And ours is very concentrated, very organic, with a bunch of amino acids and vitamins and minerals that help you upload it, metabolize it. The real red pill on average takes about 7 days to kick in. And you're right. On an empty stomach, it can give you a little bit of a stomach ache. It can make you tired when you first take it. But it absolutely, with me, boosted my libido, energy, everything. So the real red pill is an incredible product. And it's got very concentrated pregnenolone in it. And then all the other key things that go with it, and it will knock your socks off. But like you said, it's not a joke. It's not a game. After about 25, most people stop producing as much pregnenolone. It just goes down. So your body can't produce hormones, even if you have the glands. And so pregnenolone is a real missing link in all this. But if people have other issues and stuff, it might call, you know, people should consult a physician before they use it. Thank you, Jason. Now, coming up, the guys want to air this. The crew wants to air this, and I think it's important. It was me on Wednesday morning before I left D.C. in front of the White House, and I talked about how this could trigger World War III. Now, it ended up happening, but the Russians didn't fight back. The Syrians didn't fight back. They did shoot down some of the missiles. But all of the information that goes into it ties into what we're facing, and then we've got Nigel Farage, an amazing breakdown coming up. And I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Nice before me, 3 hours before, Infowars.com/show. But they're gearing up for more attacks, folks. It's here. It's crazy. Cameron in Pennsylvania. Cameron, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely can. Welcome to the airwaves. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, a long-time listener. I just wanted to briefly address the Syrian attack. I know it's been covered, but I think it's important to note that probably about 40% of like the main Trump base is still backing him. Like a lot of the polls I've seen are basically backing with his decision to for the attacks.
Yes,
and I think that it's important to note that they don't really know what to do. And they don't understand how Obama...
No, I get it. They know the Democrats are bad. They know Trump's... And so they think, let's just support Trump. They don't understand Trump's supporting Obama and Hillary's program. I'm out of time. Sorry. Coming up, Key Intel. By the way, Art Bell died. God bless him. Incredible radio talent. I was never on his show, but I was blessed to be on, obviously, with George Norrie, who took over for him. But Godspeed, Art Bell. Never on your broadcast. That's one of my bucket lists I ever got. But Godspeed, Art Bell. See you on the other side. Here outside the White House, and the president has canceled his South American trip, and they're saying they have military options on the table to strike 24 targets inside Syria, including some targets where the Russian military is based. The Russians announced 3 weeks ago they're going to pull out. Trump announced 2 weeks ago that we were going to pull out, and it was a successful defeat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But a lot of different parties, especially the EU and the globalists, and the former Obama-era people in the White House and some of the neocons, they want to keep the U.S. there. They want a wider war. McMaster wanted that as well. The Russians have warned this could trigger, in fact, may trigger, will trigger, a huge new world war. Because if the U.S. bombs Russian forces for the second time, we've already had Russian forces killed last year, they're saying they're going to respond militarily to the ships and the aircraft that fire the cruise missiles and drop the bombs. So you've got British attack ships, missile cruisers, destroyers, and U.S. destroyers in the area with cruise missiles and aircraft saying that they're going to strike within the next 48 hours. That was 24 hours ago. They said they're looking at striking the next 48 hours. Trump says all options are on the table from a chemical attack, but there's no evidence that the Russians or Assad launched, and we've caught the rebels 3 times doing it. That's come out. Even the U.N. has admitted that. So it's incredible that the U.S. and Russia are pulling out. It's a big victory against Al-Qaeda, and that doesn't seem to matter because right on time, this new attack takes place. So this is very, very critical time to be alive. It's a very, very dangerous time to be alive, obviously, for all these nice folks here that are visiting the White House today and seeing the cherry blossoms that are coming into bloom. As a father of 4 children, it really upsets me because I've really been happy with what Trump's done with the economy, with the border, with national security, with standing up to political correctness, standing up to Hollywood, getting us out of the TPP, returning sovereignty back to our own country. But to now have Trump basically manipulated by Mueller and the whole fake Russia investigation to all these new sanctions and moving troops up to the Russian border in Eastern Europe and all this talk of war and all these sanctions. And when Russia has not done anything to us, it's Hillary in bed with the Russians and the communist Chinese. It's Mueller that's on the Russian boards and delivered the uranium on the tarmac to Russia a decade ago. It's incredible now that they're on to Stormy Daniels. That has nothing to do with Russia because that's all they've got, trying to push Trump into firing Mueller because he has nothing. So they want to make it look like Trump is scared of him and hiding something because Mueller came up empty and has now moved on to basically a high-priced hooker 11 years ago. And we didn't elect Trump to be a saint. We elected him to get the job done as a CEO and turn the country around and make America great again. So let me be clear. Our military is on maximum alert right now. They're moving forces into the area. Trump said we're pulling out, saying no to the deep state. And then there's a chemical attack in a rebel-held area when the rebels, repeat, have been caught not once, not twice, but three times staging these. Everybody can put two and two together. So everybody needs to call Congress and the neocons, call the left, call them all that have been calling for war and say, are you people insane? This is not Iraq. This is not Libya. This is not some, you know, tin-horn dictator. This is Russia, who's got a bunch of nuclear weapons and who's not done anything to us and who's helped us take on radical Islam. So that's the reality of what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here letting the president know that we stand with him and are against a strike. He's already bombed that Russian base with no evidence of the chemical weapons attack coming from there. And the Russians stood down that time. They stood down again when a bunch of Russian contractors got blown up a few months ago. And so this tension is very, very high. And the rhetoric out of Russia is we're prepared to counterstrike. If you strike us, we're going to strike you back. The Kremlin has said that. Putin has said that. If you strike our forces that are trying to pull out, why in the hell would you not want the Russians to pull out of Syria? That's everything the media claims they want, is get out of Syria. So the Russians are trying to pull out, and the leftists and the neocons and the globalists don't want that to happen. The EU also funded the collapse of the Middle East and the Arab Spring to destabilize the border regions of Syria, Turkey, so that 10 million, quote, refugees, most of military-age men, could come in to the country, into Europe, into the EU. And so this is all part of a larger global destabilization program. And I'll assure you, if you see all these young people here, they're not being told about this in school. They don't even probably know how close we are right now. How's it going, guys? Look at these guys right here. They don't know how close we are to war. They don't understand how much danger we're all in and the things that are going on. But the president does. So the president has canceled his trips. He's in there right now with his advisors, and they're telling him, you got to look strong. You got to strike these 24 targets. You got to kill these Russians because we can't let them get out of the country, sir. We got to expand this war and endanger the whole planet. Because after all, Obama and Hillary founded the Arab Spring and ISIS and sent Al-Qaeda in with the Benghazi weapons, and our whole global strategy is failing and America's coming back. So we've got to trick you as fast as possible into a new giant war. And after all, sir, Mueller's on your heels, all this made-up stuff. If you look tough and bomb the Russians, well, that'll really show them. Because no amount of sanctions, no amount of troops on the Russian border, no amount of that will ever prove anything to Mueller unless you have a nuclear war. If you have a big nuclear war, then Mueller, the real president of America, even though he's unelected, he will then be your buddy and love you. And he can go back to meeting the Russians on tarmacs and giving them uranium. So that's the insanity going on. And it's the deep state. It's the swamp. It's the bureaucracy manipulating the president, just like they did John F. Kennedy into the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you name it. This is as bad as the Cuban Missile Crisis, but the Russians aren't in our hemisphere. They're not in Cuba. That had to be done. They are here on our doorstep. That is the globalist manipulating our president against Russia, and we are on their doorstep. We are on the Russian doorstep being manipulated by the globalists. So I've come to the president, and I'm asking all our viewers and all our listeners, everybody that's going to be watching and listening on the radio today, to call Congress, to call Talk Radio, to call C-SPAN, to get a big buzz going, and to call the White House switchboard, and to call Trump Towers around the country, because those messages get to the president as well, and say, listen, we don't want nuclear war with Russia. We want peace with Russia. Russia's Christian now. They're being free market. Compared to the communist Chinese, they're not involved in our business. It's the communist Chinese that have a whole task force threatening us in the South China Sea right now, and who are taking over islands and just engaged in very belligerent blockade behavior. The Russians aren't doing any of that, and they worked with our military the last 5 years to try to take out ISIS. And now when they're trying to pull out, the globalists don't want that vacuum there where there's a sovereign country, so they want to destabilize it. It's very, very dangerous. So we've got to stop a potential nuclear war. We've got to stop a potential larger regional war, because if you strike the Russian forces, they're going to counterstrike. Then there'll be counterstrikes on those forces. If those forces start losing, then it goes to larger weapons and we're off the races. The Russians do have those high-powered Mach 5, Mach 6 missiles, the anti-ship missiles and submarines in the Mediterranean that will end up sinking our ships. And you end up getting sinking ships. Boom. It's World War IV. World War III was the Cold War. This is World War IV, information warfare, the globalists versus nation states. It's the EU allied with radical Islam, with communist China and Hollywood and the globalists and the Vatican against America, against any sovereign nation, against Christians, against the Russians, against the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's the real alliance against the globalists that's dug into our government. So here they are in the White House right now, counting down to potential World War IV, a new world war. And these people out here, I guarantee you, just watch Comedy Central and, you know, think this is all a big joke. This is all extremely serious, ladies and gentlemen. So now inside, let's zoom in on one of those windows. Now inside there right now, the president is sitting around his council table with the generals and others. And he has been bucking, expanding the war. He's been pushing to get us out of there the whole time, something our Pentagon recommended years ago, but Obama wanted to keep going on. And so now they're trying to use this crisis to push him in right as peace was breaking out and right as the economy was coming back and right as all this was happening. This is now unfolding. So we also should be praying to God for peace and for clear-headed thinking and for support for the president, because this is a globalist attack on him. And even if he ends up attacking Russia, they're still going to say he's a Russian agent. He could nuke Russia and kill every person in the country with 1,000 hydrogen bombs. And I swear to God, they'll still say he's a Russian agent, because they're the outsiders. They're the globalists that have hijacked the country. They're the ones that have surrounded us. They're the ones that are the swamp. And so they're the outside enemy. They've got to continue to say that we're the enemy, the patriots, restoring the country, restoring the military, restoring our energy systems, restoring it all. All right, folks, that's my last live transmission from D.C. More coming today. Owen Schroyer and others will be hosting in studio, but there'll be more reports as this unfolds. Can't let peace break out. The swamp is striking back, but the people are striking back. So, folks, spread the word now. Get this video out to everyone you know. We need a chain reaction to try to counter the globalists and this clear false flag chemical attack. The last three were confirmed false flags. This fourth one has the MO, the history, everything. So it's critical to get this false flag exposed and to stop the globalists from trying to trigger a larger war that could lead to World War IV. I'm Alex Jones, reporting from in front of the White House here in Washington, D.C. for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now the rest is up to you. Freedom and survival on this planet is not a spectator sport.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They hate Christianity. They can't, they deny absolutely our Judeo-Christian culture, which, if you think about it, actually are the roots completely of our nations and our civilization. They deny that. They also, don't forget, Alex, they want to abolish the nation state. They want to get rid of it. They want to replace it with the globalist project, and the European Union is the prototype for the new world order.
And Nigel Farage joins us for the next 10 minutes. You can follow him at Twitter, Nigel_Farage. I'm not going to go over his whole background because that would take the 10 minutes we have, but he's helped lead the populist movement. What is the latest from the UK?
Well, remember that in 2013, it was in fact British public opinion that shifted our politicians, that stopped us getting involved in Syria. And don't forget, the object of the government at the time was to arm the rebels. Alex, if we'd done that, we'd have armed ISIS. It would have been mad. And actually, it was British public opinion affecting our politicians that stopped Obama and America from getting involved in this. So I'm a great believer, actually, with all these things. Trust Middle England, trust Middle America. They tend to get it right more than London or Washington, D.C. Now, Mrs. May does appear keen to get involved militarily. All I can tell her is be careful. Because public opinion now against intervention is probably even stronger than it was 4 years ago. Let's put it like this. If it wasn't Assad that did it, you know, you can make arguments about the deep state doing it. But equally, don't forget that ISIS themselves a couple of years ago were on record for using chemical weapons no fewer than 52 times. ISIS could quite easily have done this, hoping the world would blame Assad and the Russians, particularly in the wake of the arguments that are still going on about the poisonings that took place in Salisbury, England. So the answer is, we don't know.
You're a leading expert on this. Why is the left allied with radical Islam? Why are they trying to flood?
Because they hate Christianity. They can't, I mean, you know, they deny absolutely our Judeo-Christian culture, which, if you think about it, actually are the roots completely of our nations and our civilization. They deny that. They also, don't forget, Alex, they want to abolish the nation state. They want to get rid of it. They want to replace it with the globalist project, and the European Union is the prototype for the new world order. Do you know, if Hillary had won that election last year, she was going to sign America up to get really close to this kind of thing. So, you know, we may sit here right now, Alex, and be a bit critical of Trump, but on many other things, he's got things right. And when you send a message, when Angela Merkel sends a message, as many of you as want to come can come, what do you think they're going to do? In fact, the liberals have become the very fascists that they try and criticize with their rhetoric. And look, what's really happening here? You know, don't underestimate how massive the seismic shock of 2016 was. The victory of Brexit, the victory of Trump. You know, we're winning. Look at Hungary the other day. We are winning, but it doesn't feel like we're winning because the left and the state are fighting back with all their might. And you know something? If we can resist this politically correct charge, this attempt to stop us thinking and speaking freely, if we can resist that, then our victory actually will be complete. So don't get down, everybody. Don't get depressed. They're behaving like this because we're beating them.
And let's remember, you're the guy when Trump thought 3 months before he was going to lose that came and privately cheered him up and cheered up the troops. And you were a critical catalyst in this, just as you were in Brexit. You're amazing. Thank you for joining us. I know you're very busy. But that's as the EU has said. They'll try to start a wider war to keep the EU. Don't you think that's what part of this attempt to start World War III is about in Syria?
I think the globalists have wanted to have some form of conflict with Russia as an argument for us all to surrender our national sovereignty and give it up to a higher global level. They've wanted it for years, and now they see their opportunity, and we must protect.
Thank you so much, Nigel Farage.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
He goes to jail! He goes to jail!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.